location where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
The Tunnel of Truth. Hi, it's the evening of the 28th of December 2014. It's just after Christmas, and it's a Sunday, and I'm in the tunnel under the railway leading into Brighton from London. It's a big underpass, cars going through, very old Victorian brickwork, and it's an area that's seen a lot of changes over the years. But one very small change here is some rather strange posters that are stuck on the wall here, and I'm going to have a look at them and see what they say. They're white and they're A5 size, and they've just got black text on, probably done on a computer by somebody, and they've all got conspiracy type issues. I've not read them, I've just glanced at them the other day when I was passing through, so I'll just read them out and see what they're about. First one says, "You like me, eat strawberries. Search for neuro-linguistic programming. The strawberry comment above does not say we both like to eat strawberries. NLP programs your mind with commands just like a computer. It is used in advertising and on TV. Be very aware for word magic, as M-A-J-I-K. Beware of disinformation. Stick together. Never give up." I'll move on to the next one. I'm just going to ignore passers-by, I think, doing this, or I'll have to keep stopping. "Do not feed the trolls. Search for paid troll shield tactics. Trolls shields are paid security service workers. Their job is to disrupt activists and people who speak out on social media. They use aggression and insults to put people down and cause division. Beware of disinformation. Stick together. Never give up." Here's the next one beside it. They're all in a row. "If we're surviving, then you are to search for United Nations Agenda 21. Many people do not know about the depopulation agenda. Our planet is not overpopulated. It is being run badly for profit instead of one well for the people. Beware of disinformation. Stick together. Never give up." Next one, peeling off the wall a bit. "While the war, search for the military-industrial complex. War is good for business, not for people. Our governments ignore thousands of people in need of help whilst preferring to earn political points or foreign friendships. Beware of disinformation. Stick together, never give up." Yet again. Here's the next one. "Avoid GM food. Search for rats fed on GM corn. Genetically modified seeds and food are being banned throughout the world. It is illegal for African farmers to use GM seed collected on their crops, forcing them to buy new GM seed each season from Monsanto Corp. Beware of disinformation. Stick together. Never give up." Here's the next one. "Rule 1. Money debt. Search for the Bradbury pound. Our central bank creates and issues money at interest. Where does the money come from to pay the interest? Reclaim the Bank of England. Beware of disinformation. Stick together. Never give up." Here's the next one. "Smart meters mean more smog. Search for anti-smart meters. Smart meters are not just another addition to the electronic smog around you. Your central nervous system is an electrical system. Protect it. Beware of disinformation. Stick together. Never give up." A little bit lower, the one here. I can reach it more easily. "Your weather is being modified. Search for anti-geoengineering. The government use clever terms like stratospheric aerosol injection and solar radiation management to confuse you about what is really going on. Beware of disinformation. Stick together. Never give up." The next one has been almost completely ripped from the wall. It just says, "Your weather is being modified. Search for anti-something engineering. The government, clever terms like stratosphere, blah, 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 blah." Yes, it's actually a repeat of the last one. Next one is, "You like me, eat strawberries." I've done that. "Learn about Tetra." This is another one. "Search for police Tetra system." Nearly ripped off the wall. It says, "Tetra system is how the police, it puts out a regular frequency." The rest of it's ripped off. Here's the next one. if we're surviving and you are to search for United Nations Agenda 21. We've had that one before. He's got a few repeats here. GM food again. Here's the very last one, half ripped off. It says, fracking is not the way forward. Search for anti-fracking. Most of it ripped off, but I can read, countries in some states in the US banned fracking due to their toxic land use and earthquakes. Demand green energy using Nikola Tesla free energy devices. The next one has been completely ripped off the wall. All I could see is system protecting. They're the only words I could see at all there. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 little posters in a row, 16 in fact, because there's another corner here. So only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of those are intact. No, 11 are intact, the rest are ripped to shreds or removed. Okay, so that's a very interesting look at a rather strange bit of activism that someone's done completely on their own, in a way that a friend of ours used to do years ago. I won't name him here. He used to stick things through doors and in library books and stuff, but it's a great idea to do it, putting these up, because they have been noticed. I noticed them coming through over the Christmas period, and I thought I'd come back and you know, take a note of them in this way for the information, with a nice echo where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology. And obviously when he says search for, you to put these in the internet as keywords. Many of this stuff we've covered before in the information, but definitely I think there's some things worth visiting there. Perhaps the first one about neuro-linguistic programming, that's probably a very interesting one to look at. So paid troll, T-R-O-L-L, shill, S-H-I-L-L, tactics, that's probably well worth looking up. And the rest, I think, are possibly things we've spoken about before, it's down to you. Yeah, the police Tetra, T-E-T-R-A system, that'd be worth looking into as well, because we haven't covered that. Most of the others I think we've covered in some way or another. So it's good to see there's still these little corners of activism in Brighton, which you can sometimes find randomly. And it's a changing town. Even this area here, there's packing crates where the old cobbler's pub used to be. It's a sad society. We have to use crates for housing. And Paul Bruton, the army surplus supplier, is retired. He had a shop over there for many, many years. Sad to see that go. And another bit of character gone. I just hope an individual store opens up, something with a bit of its own identity, not yet another boring shop that you get in every corporate high street. And there's forces of corporate globalisation and various agendas, of course, that these little posters are trying to address in their small way.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.